Hello, revolutionaries. Welcome to the Photo and Video Success Podcast, where we help you succeed as photographers and filmmakers. Please make sure to check us out on YouTube as well at Vince Revolution. Are you really a true photographer and filmmaker? Is it in your blood? Is this what you were meant to do? Let's answer that question. Hey guys, how's it going? This is a new series that I want to do called Artist Motivation. And its goal is to motivate fellow photographers, filmmakers, directors, cinematographers, editors, and fellow visual artists. This is really born out of my love for personal development and motivation, and born out of the struggles that I've seen a lot of my students, a lot of my apprentices face. So if you enjoy it, give it a thumbs up, let me know in the comments below, and I hope this makes your day. I hope this motivates you to become better, to do what you love to do at a level that is exceptional. Because the truth is, in our industry today, you're just not gonna survive if you don't aim for something exceptional, if you don't aim for something that is different, if you don't aim for the top. And I see a lot of people struggling. I see a lot of people questioning, is this what I'm supposed to do? I love photography. I love videography. I love editing. I love film, but I feel like I can't get that breakthrough. And I'm not selling you anything in this video. There's no sales pitch. This is just an artist motivation, because a lot of us artists are struggling, and a lot of us artists aren't financially secure. A lot of us are in the gutter. A lot of us don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I understand that. And one of my apprentices I was speaking to the other day, one of the things that they told me was, it's been 2 years since I've been doing this, and I feel like it's taking so long. And I didn't judge them for that. My advice was, I finished film school in 2006, and it is now 2019. And I didn't fully realize the success, I guess you could say financially, of my artwork until maybe 2015. And I'd gone through this journey of, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I not do this? Should I give up? And it's painful, especially for those who feel like, hey, I have a talent in this. But at the same time, we have to realize that talent isn't enough. You have to develop the skill to do this consistently. You have to develop the reputation that you're good enough. You have to develop the fortitude to see different situations, make mistake after mistake, have failure after failure, and let that build you. You see, I think in life, most artists are looking for an elevator ride. And recently, health has been a big factor of what's important to me. When you take the elevator, it may be faster, but it doesn't work out your heart. It doesn't work out your legs. In fact, it doesn't do much for you except get you from the bottom floor to the top floor faster. And it seems like in this day and age, we want to get there faster. And photographers want to get there faster. Videographers want to get there faster. Editors want to get there faster. All these artists want to get there faster. And when you don't get there fast, sometimes we want to give up. And maybe you're in that situation. Maybe you're in the situation where you're thinking, hey, this is not where I wanted to be. I should have been way far ahead in my life by now. I should have been at the top by now. I should be waving the flag of victory right now. Well, my friends, sometimes that's not how life works. Sometimes life knocks you down. Sometimes there are unforeseen circumstances. And sometimes you have to go through the brunt of that pain. You have to go through the suffering of that, so it will make you stronger. So you will learn what to do and what not to do. And these things, on top of your talent, build your skill set. And your skill set is what comes out into the world and is valuable for other people. Maybe there's a point right now where you want to say, you know what, I'm going to throw in the towel. But you never know. Maybe today you want to give up and tomorrow you hit your breakthrough. What if you gave up and 24 hours later, destiny was just about to give you your breakthrough? You see, my friends, sometimes the king isn't always the one holding the trophy or wearing the crown. Sometimes the King of Kings is the one who walks into that city on a donkey and not riding this great white stallion. And sometimes, in order to prove that you are a photographer, you are a filmmaker, you are an artist, life will filter out the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and possibly millions of people who picked up a camera, who picked up a brush, who edited on Photoshop, who edited on Final Cut and said, I'm gonna be an editor, I'm gonna be a photographer, I'm gonna be a filmmaker. And those hard knocks filter those people out, Because I've seen in my lifetime a lot of people who said, I want to be a model and just didn't make it. Or who said, I want to be an actor and didn't make it. Or who said, I want to be a photographer and didn't make it. And who said, I want to be a filmmaker, I want to be an artist, I want to be a painter and didn't make it. And why? Because after 1 year, they gave up. Because after 2 years, they gave up. Because somehow, doing it for the sake of doing it, because it was a passion, because it was a love, was not enough. Because something got in the way. And if there's something you truly want, whether it's to be a photographer, whether it's to be a videographer, and if you truly want it, then nothing will stop you. Nothing will get in your way. And if you got knocked down, and if you got disappointed, then you get back up again. And you fall, and you get back up again. And maybe some of us out there are just looking for someone to believe, are looking for someone to say, hey, you can do it. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who says you can do it or not. What does matter is that you do it. So the question today is, are you going to continue to complain? Are you going to continue to whine? Are you going to continue to dwell on those negative things? Or are you going to get up and do it? And if you love this craft, if you truly are an artist, no matter what, nothing will stop you. No one will stop you. You will just go out there and you will do it. I've got behind me a mess of stuff. I've got LED lights over here. I've got cameras on the floor right now. We just came from a shoot. I have another shoot coming up in the following day. I have two more shoots in the next day. And I've got lenses here. I've got light stands and tripods. It is a mess, but I know it's going to get organized. But it's not going to get organized if I sit here and do nothing about it. It's only going to get organized when I pick up each and every item and organize it myself. Because nobody is going to give me an elevator to success, and nobody is going to give you a free ride to the top. You're going to have to take the stairs, and it's okay. It's okay to work hard. It's okay to work hard for the thing that is worth it in life, especially if you love to do it, because the harder you work for it, the more rewarding it's going to be when you attain that goal. So let me encourage you, my friends, my fellow photographers, my fellow filmmakers, my fellow artists, and let me tell you, there is somebody that believes in you. You just need to reconnect with that. Let me tell you that there is a way. Let me tell you that after it rains, after it storms, the sun does come out, the clouds do part. Let me tell you that when that rain stops, that rainbow does appear. And even in the darkest of nights, the light is just around the corner. So you can give up and let go of it all, or you can get up and do it. You have the time. If you're watching this video, you have the time. It's a matter of, what are you gonna do with that time? Are you gonna use it to propel yourself in the direction that you wanna go, in the direction or your dreams? Or are you gonna spend that time watching some entertainment, sitting on your couch with a bag of chips and soda pop and wasting it away, allowing the mess to sit there? The mess that's in your mind, the mess that's in your body, the mess that's surrounding you? Or are you gonna get up and make a change? But that change starts with you. Time is ticking, and every second that goes by, you will never be able to take back. But right now, right this moment, you can take it and you can go and you can do it and you can act and you can get up and you can have faith and have hope that it will work out, that something good will come out of this if I put in the work. Put in the work. And you know, I know there's this saying about time and how, well, if you enjoy the time you're wasting, then it's not wasted time. On the other side of that, if you've just spent the last 7 days watching reruns of a show that is adding absolutely no value to your life except for entertainment, and you could have used those 40 hours to invest in yourself, those 40 hours to build yourself, those 40 hours to go on shoots, to listen to other people, to practice equipment, to start editing, to do anything, that would have added to you 40 hours of skill rather than just 40 hours of pure entertainment. Now, I'm not against entertainment, but the thing is, too much of anything can be detrimental to you. And there will come a time when the whole world will get silent, and the only thing that's left is your mind. The only thing that's resonating is your heart and your dreams and what you truly,
truly want to do, what you truly not only want to do, but want to be, want to become, and want to eventually leave behind. And we know that time does heal all wounds, but you can never reverse time. You can never reverse regrets. So what is it today that you do not want to regret? What is it today in your life, in your career, in your artistry, the art that you want to develop, the artist that you want to become? What do you need to do right now to build on that so that there are no wounds to heal, but only crops that you've sown through hard work, through hustle, through the grind, to reap the benefits of that? Educating yourself, building yourself, has a way of stopping time, has a way of adding time to your life. And there's this quote by Dr. Seuss: "How did it get so late, so soon?" My friends, let us not get to the age where we say, wow, I should have done more shoots when I was younger. Wow, I should have really invested in my craft back in the day. Because how did it get too late so soon? Because at this point, we don't need to waste time on explanations. We don't need to waste time on excuses. We don't need to waste time on reasons why we're not getting there, on reasons why we're failing, on reasons why we're not accomplishing. We just need to do it, and to do it right now. Now, my friends, is the time. That's our artist motivation of the day, and these are my thoughts on that. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. I hope this has helped you out, and as always, don't follow the herd, follow your heart. With that said, be positive and stay positive. I'll see you guys next time. Bye for now. Revolutionaries, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Make sure to give us a review and follow our Instagram at Vince Revo and Facebook group at International Photographers and Videographers. Also, watch out for my book coming out, Photography and Success, a no-holds-bar look into creating a successful photography business.